What is this woman saying to us? She has an accusatory look on her face.
The biblical heroine Judith disdainfully grasps the severed head of Holofernes by the hair. Having once sworn to vanquish her enemy and now succeeded, she raises her right hand to signal her triumph. She also boldly confronts the viewer. Keith Christensen.
It's as though she's remonstrating with us, the viewer. Remember that all of her countrymen were cowards. They were ready to surrender to the Philistines. She is still wearing the clothes she decked herself out with to impress and seduce Holofernes, because she knew that it was going to be the wiles of a woman, so to speak, not the strength of a man, that would fell him. She's a marvelous beauty, and it's the kind of picture that is at once a beautiful woman, but a beautiful woman who is also a great heroine.
In capturing a nuanced presentation of a woman and of power, Valentin engages directly with some of the larger contemporary issues of his day.
Pictures of this sort were particularly important in the 17th century when strong women were under discussion. What was the place of women in society? Well, of course, the story of Judith contravenes all the conventions about women's proper behavior of decorum. So this is a picture that resonates on a number of levels, both for the way in which she relates to us, the viewer, but also as an emblem of a heroic, strong woman contravening the strictures of society to save her people.